Courtyard, Teth Monastery. Rex had stopped thinking some minutes ago, but he was still on his feet and firing. The tinnies hadn't knocked him down yet. He reached for a reload. He'd perfected the technique of jamming the muzzle of his discharged blaster in a slot in the ATTE's carcass to hold it steady while he removed the spent power pack and replaced it one-handed without needing to stop firing the blaster in his other hand. It was quite a skill to learn in the last minutes of his life.
Get down, sir!
Addy said, squatting to his left, sliding around into the launcher.
Mortar surprise coming!
Rex conceded. He dropped and turned his back to the launcher.
Cover! Fire! Cover! Fire! Cover! Fire!
The explosions had become a continuous wall of noise and smoke. The six men were in a square now, facing out on four fronts and relying on the generous supply of mortars still in the dead ATTE, interspersed with blaster fire and anti-armor rounds. Zier had crawled into the wreckage of the walker for some respite while he worked on something. When he emerged, he was hauling a flamethrower.
New and improved. Removes those difficult ground-in tinnies that other flamethrowers can't touch.
Zier defaulted to stock phrases under extreme pressure, as if he had a script he could turn to when he was too hyped up or scared to think. It made him sound like a relaxed wisecracker. Rex knew different. They were all running on empty, spinning a credit, and the moment they stopped spinning it, the chip would collapse flat, and that was what would happen to them. They kept moving, and they stopped thinking beyond the next second. Even though Rex knew that was how it happened, he was still stunned by it. And he was proud. They were an island sinking in an ocean of droids.
Just end it,
Korik said to himself. He was facing the other side of the assault, almost back-to-back with Rex, emptying clip after clip from a repeating blaster through a gap in the barrier.
Gotta stop sometime.
Rex gestured to Zier.
Hang on to that. Droid flambé for dessert.
He wanted the battle droids a lot closer to make that count.
Korik, you okay?
Always am, sir.
Good man.
Rex had set his helmet comm circuit to cycle automatically through the frequencies. He was only monitoring subconsciously. He fired a grenade over the top of the barrier to give himself a second's grace to get into position and opened up with both blasters again. Droids fell, but there were plenty more where those came from. Ocean. Yes, that was a good word for it. The scene in front of him was in constant motion, with waves and the droid shrapnel and smoke forming spray. They will never stop. But he still had five men, and to hold off a droid army even for this long was exceptional. It was a shame that nobody would ever know.
You can't give up on Skywalker.
Heavy arty pieces would have been nice, and maybe some air support, which was beginning to take on the mythic aura of spiced creams, a delicacy everyone craved but never found on the menu. He almost didn't hear the burst of chatter in his ear. It was breaking up.
Come in, 501st, come in!
But it wasn't jammed. He could hear something.
2012th inbound air group, time on target 1407.
Now he knew where the vulture droids had gone. Kenobi was here, with the 212th attack battalion. It was the help they thought they'd never live to receive, and he was elated, disbelieving, and oddly disappointed at the same time. The enemy fire stopped. Rex ducked down. In the relative silence, in the background, fire still roared, superheated metal still clicked and groaned, they listened.
Kenobi's coming. Listen for the Lardies.